93 deaths out of 584 meningitis cases have been reported in affected districts in all the 9 regions across the country as of last weekend. On the line is the Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ebenezer Piadenchira, to tell us more. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So can you tell us the latest on the spread of the meningitis?
Yeah, thank you very much. And good morning to everyone. Yes, we've had a sudden surge of increased numbers of meningitis cases in one of the districts in the Donahafo, Jama North. We've got about, within a 2 days, about 2-3 days, we've got about 50 cases. But these are all suspected cases. I mean, the announcement has gone around. Anybody who has a headache, a fever, neck pain should report. So there's actually been a lot of people coming to report. Apart from that, all the other regions and districts, the case load has actually gone down. We have 1 or 2 deaths. So apart from this particular district, everything is on the descendant.
How effective are measures put in place to contain the disease?
Yeah, basically, we've engaged the laboratory like Agnoguchi at KCCR, and then from Gambia Medical Research Center. So they have been confirming the cases. And the regional laboratories pick them, do the lumbar puncture in the hospitals, and then send the specimen samples to these facilities. We've then been going around also giving a lot of health education to the public through the media, and then also schools, and then the various religious organizations, then the community, the surveillance teams, also the district committees have been meeting. We've contacted the traditional leaders. They've been giving the gong and giving the announcement, and then also used the public address system. So these are all measures put in place. We've also alerted all the hospitals on suspicion of cases, so that all cases, lumbar punctures are done, and then samples are taken for investigation.
So what do you tell them when you go on such campaigns?
Hello.
What do you tell the people when you go on such campaigns?
Yeah, we tell them that Ghana fever is common to fever and headaches, and normally people tend to diagnose with malaria. But this time round, when the weather is so harsh and people are coughing, we should have other suspicion. They should report immediately to the hospital or the nearest health center for the appropriate diagnosis to be made.
And what are the responses? How have the responses been?
It has been marvelous. That is the reason why I've been getting so number of cases. But then we are yet to confirm the new cases that have come. Possibly they may not even be meningitis at all. We've also been telling people to drink a lot of water to avoid coughing. And then also to avoid overcrowded places.
All right. And do you have sufficient vaccines to contain the cases?
Actually, we have enough medicine. This time, we're not using the vaccine. The medicine is very effective.
So the vaccine is not? Is that
yes,
the case?
That's why we are using the medicine. We only use vaccines when we get beyond certain threshold, which WHO has prescribed for our country. So we keep on monitoring closely. But we are now below it, except it is the one district that has come, and then we are confirming whether what the cases they reported actually meningitis or not.